work from the bottom of the agenda up, with the minutes being the one thing that we definitely can't do. Well, I guess it doesn't make sense to go from the last one's probably not the most important, but yeah, we'll do that anyway. So I'm going to just make that prerogative. So yeah, welcome everyone. We're going to get started. We're going to start from the bottom of the agenda and work our way back up. So we'll start with the other business. Josh, do you want to talk about the application form and remind us? I did it last night.
I appreciate you. Thank you. This is just the link that was sent after our last meeting from Michelle Hicks, the boards and commissions coordinator for us. I believe most of our advisory board members have done it. Thank you, Matt, for doing it last night. I believe there's only just a couple others that need to do it, and it's not the biggest push to do it, but the sooner we get it done, the less I bother you guys on something like this. So I'll resend the link after this meeting with the notes, or the meeting minutes, excuse me.
Okay. Thank you. Then we'll go up to item number 3, Sunrise Metro loan restructure review. Russell, you want to take it away?
Yeah, and I would love your support, Claudia, on this. I know they also apply for tax credits, and I think we can talk about why this change is necessary, if that's okay.
Sure.
So this project is an existing loan that Salt Lake County gave to Sunrise Metro. Oh, I'd have to look at the note again. I want to say like 2006. It's been a minute. They've had some things on their end where maybe they were supposed to be making some payments and weren't, and Salt Lake County maybe were supposed to be requesting payments and we weren't. We're clearing that up right now, and we'll get that cleared up before any modifications to the loan are made. The loan itself is a cash flow loan with the equity split between us, Salt Lake City, and State of Utah Olean Walker Homeless Loan Fund. It currently does carry an interest rate, but they are asking for us to change that. And I can go over those new requests. Are there any questions about what the loan is, why we gave it to them originally, you know, kind of what Sunrise Metro is, even if you guys have questions about what that project is?
Just do it.
Yeah, 100 units, permanent supportive housing. It was one of the first permanent supportive housing complexes in the state. Since then, you know, it's been a fully occupied running PSH project with low-income housing tax credits. So I would guess 9%, but I don't know for sure. And since that time, the building's, you know, gone through wear and tear, and they are now going to build a new site. It's a pretty big plot of land, so they're going to mirror the building and do a reverse L, so there'll be two L-shaped buildings. And part of this loan restructure is what's required for them to kind of build that new building and keep using the existing building as a PSH site. Claudia, I don't know if you want to talk about Atkinson Stacks at all or provide any of that information.
It's just that, you know, this is both a ACK rehab of the existing project and a new construction of that second portion. It does not. So they applied for a new round of tax credits in 2024 credits that they, or 2025 credits that they received. I can't remember which. They did not, I think what they've represented to us is that to us, when we approved the project, is that the county loan, I don't even know what the balance of the county loan is, but they represented that it would be paid off. So this is new information to me that they want to continue this loan and revise the terms.
Thank you, Claudia. And I will add that, you know, like I said, we're trying to figure out the payment structure with them. Maybe they're behind on a couple things, but it will not result in this loan being paid off. And I think it'll get it down a little bit under the original amount, but definitely will not pay it off.
What is the balance of the loan?
I was just going to pull that out. Give me 2 seconds here.
I was also wondering, is Sunrise Metro the group or is that the complex? And if it's the complex, who is the group?
It is the complex, the project, and the developer is Salt Lake City Housing Authority, or their nonprofit arm, HAIM Housing Authority. Housing,
yep. Yep.
Yeah. And
okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Claudia, give me 2 seconds here.
Yeah, no problem.
Russell, would you like me to pull up the deed restriction or anything that the...
Or the, do you have the note ready?
I can pull it up in just a second.
Yeah, just so we can remind each other.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the original balance was $700,000, and I show that they're going to have paid off $109,000 as of right now. But like I said, we're still... There's just... Some years it looks like maybe they should have paid, and some years they did pay, maybe they shouldn't have. So we're just trying to get through those financials, just because there are certain things that we're giving them credit for, so it doesn't count towards their cash flow. But I believe it'll result in them paying off about $109,000.
Yeah, and it makes sense now why they want to have a change, because it's supposed to be all due by May 1st of the next year, which, you know, under construction, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we purposely didn't provide really a staff recommendation on this because we really want to hear your guys' thoughts. I'd also add this, there's really no formal process right now for us to consider modifications to home loans. So we're trying to kind of use this group as the recommending body for that, and then having the mayor make those decisions, or Dina, whoever we feel is the best. So we welcome your opinion pretty candidly. You know, any thoughts you have on this request to modify? It's good to know, Claudia, that maybe that this wasn't represented this way in the tax credit app.
Yeah, did they give you a pro forma on this project?
Yeah, I believe Josh included it in the meeting.
Email?
Yeah, but he can resend that, right?
Josh sent it. I know if Josh sent it, it's there.
I don't want to speak for him, though. Maybe he didn't get it out.
See it. Okay.
Okay.
And so I just need to disclose on for this conversation that while I'm not involved in this specific project, I do have a current contract with the Housing Authority of Salt Lake City. So I just wanted to disclose that, and I'd probably recuse myself from the vote when we get to that point.
Michael Malloy will be joining us in just a moment online.
Fantastic. Any other info?
Well, I mean, I think the thing is that from a project perspective, I mean, from what it is and what it does, I mean, I definitely think it's something that we have wanted to support projects like this. I guess, you know, it would be helpful to sort of maybe have a little bit better understanding of, I mean, clearly it's a group that does projects like this a lot, so I can see where there can be some mistakes that are made. But you were kind of walking through the how the payments weren't made, and there should have been a request and all that kind of stuff. I mean, can you go into that a little bit? I mean, is there anything like about that that plays into issues with this project, or was that purely?
It's hard to say. I wasn't here. I don't think any of us really. We're probably two in here. I'm not super concerned just if we can stay administratively pretty tight on it. I don't think there was any intent to not make a payment or to have any confusion with it. I just think it was, you know, the county maybe had some other things we were focusing on. Sunrise had property manager changes. You know, full disclosure, I was a property manager at Sunrise. So it wasn't me that missed the payments, but I was there for a couple of years. So,
Well, for what it's worth, the Salt Lake City Redevelopment Agency note also went out at the time when I worked for them. So, like, I don't remember working on that one specifically, but it's possible.
Could have been there, yeah. So I definitely don't think there's any intent there. I feel pretty confident that we can keep them to whatever terms we agree on. Their new request is to re-amortize the loan to a 40-year loan. I guess amortization is not the right word. It would still be a cash flow loan with a 26% split to the county, but they would be requesting a 0% interest rate on the new loan. And then, yeah, like I said, just that 26% expiring after 40 years.
And I know you said this is uncharted and we want to see what we're doing with it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you could say about what has been typical for I guess you're saying there is no typical. Is there anything that we can go off of at all from previous actions that would provide guidance on?
Yeah, I haven't seen a ton, but there have been modifications in the past of other folks' loans. So I think there is a willingness from the county to be a good partner. And I don't think, you know, we were counting on this money 100% when we made the loan in 2006, knowing that things change over time. I know they're also requesting modifications from Salt Lake City and Olin Walker Homeless Loan Fund. I do not know the outcome of those requests. I'd be happy to check in with Daniel, Herbert Voss, or I guess Mike Akerlo over at the city to see if they're...
Is that where he went?
Yeah. Or Tammy over there. Exciting. To see if that would impact your guys' decision, knowing that they were also going to renegotiate their portions of this note.
So how quickly does this need to get done?
I think they're trying to get all the loans modified as soon as they can, but I don't know for sure if we've gotten like a drop dead. This is when we need to have it done by. Let me see if they sent over anything.
Here's a little bit of my thought on this.
Yeah.
We're not the final decision maker. Clearly, we're providing some guidance on what should happen. But I also think that just showing the pro forma is... It feels like we're missing some narrative on like the project and how this all fits in. And there's some components that, I mean, like I said, it's not your project. You're just trying to process it, right?
Sure.
And so there's some components that are missing. And it feels, there's a part of me that almost would like there to be I know we don't have an application, but just a little bit more of a narrative on the entirety of the project before we approve a restructuring of a loan.
Yeah.
Again, if there's a time frame or if other people are comfortable with it, I mean, I could do that, but it does just sort of seem like we might be missing some pieces.
I'd say since this is, you know, a process we're trying to create, if you guys have input on what you would like to see in the future when these come up again, in addition to getting
input,
would love to get your input so we can be doing that in a more formalized way.
Yeah, I do think it would be important to understand, you know, it sounds like we have the history of why things have maybe not been paid or that there was some confusion. But I think it would be good for us to better understand why they need the terms changed. What are the circumstances for which they need new terms rather than just working things out and making sure that payments are coming through? Is there something about the actual project that is initiating all of this? That's what I would think would be important to better understand.
So would that be a question we ask them of maybe like why these specific terms or what are the implications if you're not able to get these terms met, or how would you word that question, Jeff?
Yeah, I think what you just said about what are the implications if we're not able to change the terms, I think that would be very insightful. But then I think the second question would be, what are the circumstances that are initiating your need to change the terms?
Yeah, I agree. I think if you can ask them for a summary that answers those and any other questions, that kind of just a narrative as opposed to
purely just fiscal financials.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm sure I missed it. You're going to say similarly that it was sent, but I have the RDA secured promissory note, but I don't. Did we get the actual text of like our loan document?
Oh shoot, let me see. I think I might have sent you the wrong note. Give me 2 seconds here, Josh.
Well, hey. Sorry. Well, he is looking that up. While Russell's looking that up, I want to ask. You know, I'm noticing on their cash flow statement. This project has significant cash flow. Now, I recognize that this is a permanent supportive housing project, and you know, having cash flow is everybody wants cash flow and healthy cash flow. This is abundant cash flow, and they could pay. I mean, it looks to me like they could service the debt.
Matt, you're 100% wrong. I sent Josh the wrong note, so I just sent him the right one. We can bring that up. I need to name them better. I think that's where the issue came in.
Yeah, and I think, and maybe to Claudia's point, and I don't know, some of this too is, in addition to maybe trying to say what it is that we want, it would maybe be good to have someone from their organization be, is Isaac from there?
I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, if that's how you want us to do, would love to just be able to really make this a formal process. So, guys, you guys feel better. We get you all the information you need. Oh, you scared him off.
He's with the county, but I don't know what's
going on. Oh, see? Thanks, Derek.
I couldn't get my email to pull up his information.
You're good. Josh, I sent you that note. Do you mind pulling it up and we can look at it? This makes so much more sense. I apologize for being unprepared and not having the correct one sent to Josh initially. But at least we saw Salt Lake City because he was going there. Yeah.
Hey, Russell, I'm having technical difficulties, so I'm on my phone right now. I'm trying to figure it out, but yeah, I won't be able to share at the moment. Sorry.
You're good. I'll pull it up. I'll share Adobe. So still the correct thing that they've paid off that 109, but it was originally a $500,000 loan. This makes way more sense now. But you can still see that same equity split. I will zoom in because you guys cannot see it.
Oh, they have in their sources funds, they have the Salt Lake County loan showing as $500,000. If they've already paid off a good chunk of that, why is it showing as a full 500 in sources?
I think it's because we haven't fully kind of came to terms. They will have paid 100 and some odd after we get everything cleared up. I don't think they have at this point paid that amount.
But if the original loan is $500,000, you're telling me they've paid nothing on it?
No, they've paid on it. I'm not sure why they didn't list whatever they thought the correct amount was at that time. But it will end up being a different number than probably what they even thought.
Right.
Together. But yeah, that's a great question, Claudia. I'm not sure why they represented it as the full amount when there definitely has been payments made on it.
Okay. So I think what I would propose then is that at the next meeting that we would have a representative from the group come in to talk about the project. I think that a summarized sort of walkthrough of the pro forma, talking about where our money sort of fits within. I mean, I know we can kind of see where it is on here, but just the, I mean, is it, sorry, and I guess if I read the note, I've,
yeah.
But is it a, it's cash flow, but I mean, is it, do we have any remedy if they don't pay us what we're supposed to? How does that play in regards to the stack with the other loans? So I think like understanding our relation, the relationship of our money relative to the other loans, I think would be good. I think it'd be good to have cleared up to the extent possible what we agree they've paid and what that means the loan is down to at this point.
Absolutely.
I'd like to know the same for the RDA loan.
Okay. So status and balance of RDA loan and the Olean loan as well.
Yeah. Well, really, I mean, kind of all of it. I mean, yeah. Maybe more detail on that, but yeah, a little bit more on how all of those funds are going together. I think to the time, I mean, just, you know what it is? It's basically kind of want what we've had when we did those loans that we approved, and also grants from, what was that fund? CARES? Was it CARES? What was that? ARPA?
ARPA.
ARPA. Sorry.
Yeah, all of the housing trust fund loans that Josh put together.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, maybe not nearly as intense, but I'm just saying, like, that is the information that helps us understand, like, where the project is at so that we can sort of make it better run at. I mean, and again, I don't know, I don't want to speak for the group because not everyone has said this, but I mean, good group, want to help them out.
Yeah.
Just absolutely need some more info.
Okay. So I can prepare a formal, not really a board report, but like a narrative request with some details in it, and then have them here to answer any questions.
Yeah.
Way more, with more ability than I do. Matt, would you be open, or would the group be open if I sent that sample narrative form to get your input on before I have them fill it out?
So
still be okay.
Yep.
We'd love that. Fantastic.
Just one more question. Just that earlier in the conversation, somebody said that there was an L-shaped piece and then mirroring another L-shaped piece. Is that mirroring of the project? Is that a new part of the project? Or was that the piece that was built that this loan is based on?
I can answer, Claudia, if you...
Yeah, the loan was pertinent to the original L. So it is, I guess they're asking that it's going to be recollateralized, right, with the
mm-hmm.
With the addition of the second L.
That's my understanding.
And has the addition of the second L already been built?
Oh, no, they have not yet started construction on that.
Okay. So it's happening, but it hasn't started. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything on this or what we're going to ask for? Russell will put together sort of a template of what we would want to have filled out before the next meeting. Anyone other comments, questions, concerns on this? Okay, seeing none, nothing to vote on, then we'll move to the last item, which is the first action item, which is approval of the minutes. Does anyone want to make a motion on that? Please.
This is Claudia. I'll make that motion.
Okay, then move to approve the meeting minutes from February 13th. Is there a second?
Second.
Who's that?
Jeff.
Michael.
Who's Michael?
Michael. Okay, so it's been approved and seconded. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. The minutes are approved, which means it's time to adjourn. Does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved.
I'll second that.
It's been double seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, well, I'm going to call it. Good. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Russell, do you mind just staying on for just one sec?
Yeah, do you want, are we still recording?
Yeah, let me turn it off real quick.